You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is The Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
All right, welcome back, folks. Mike Adams here for the third hour of The Alex Jones Show, joining you from my studios outside of Austin, Texas. And, you know, we're going to continue on the economic impacts and how to insulate yourself from what's happening economically, because it is a disaster. As I covered in the last segment, it's going to be three times worse than COVID at the current basis of how much the duration of the closure has been for the Strait of Hormuz. As the Strait remains closed, that's going to get worse and worse and worse with each subsequent week. We're going to get into all of that and China, but I also wanted to mention, I'm a nutritionist, and you know, I own a food science lab, and we have recently started testing for dioxins, by the way. So after the East Palestine train accident, which released all the polyvinyl chloride substances on fire, and which drops dioxins all over the farmland, it's bad. After that happened, I committed publicly to purchasing dioxin testing equipment. So I bought a GC, which is a gas chromatography instrument with a triple quad mass spec. And it took us over 2 years to figure out the exact extraction method and everything. But we finally got it going. We've started releasing dioxin results, which is really interesting. But the reason I mentioned that is because I know a lot about nutrition. It's my main focus. And when I look at products from the Alex Jones store, like the Methylene Red, I'm looking at it right now, and I didn't mention this in the last segment, but I want to bring it up right now. You may not know that the vitamin B12 that's in that formula, which is methylcobalamin, this ingredient by itself, not only, of course, does it support methylation, which means it, to simplify it, it helps ease the energy burden on your cells as it's doing its job in terms of nutrition. But you may not know this, but that ingredient alone is crazy expensive. Now, I'm just guessing, but I think the last time I looked at the pricing of vitamin B12, it was something like $10,000 per kilogram. I mean, it's insanely expensive. And so the fact that you can get a bottle of this for, what is it, like $22 on the alexjonesstore.com, it's unbelievable. I don't know how they're able to get to these prices. They've also got TMG in there. They've got CoQ10 in there. They've got vitamin B6 and so on, also another form of folate in the same formula, the Ultra Methylene Red, and it's sweetened by stevia. So stevia, which is great. It's a natural leaf, you know, sweet leaf sweetener. So that is an amazing formula. I'm not making medical claims, but I just want to be clear. If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy, but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through the pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. Now, you can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin, or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. I never recommend any of that stuff. But Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low-end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high-end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So you can support this broadcast and this platform, but really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones Store is doing with their product line. So check it out, thealexjonesstore.com, Ultra Methylene Red. That's the methylated form of vitamin B12. So check it out. All right, getting back to my topics here, I want to bring your attention to, let's see, the Pentagon's desperate doomed plan to turn Ford and GM into weapons factories. That's the title of my the second story that I have there on Natural News. If you scroll down, there's another infographic there that I want to bring people's attention to. So it was reported yesterday by the Wall Street Journal that Trump The White House is approaching U.S. automakers and saying, hey, let's see if we can convert your auto factories into weapons factories. So number one, this is a huge red flag that this war is going to be much larger and last much longer. So the plan is that you're going to try to take these car factories that are already behind China in terms of, you know, lack of automation, lack of innovation, lack of battery technology, et cetera. And you're going to try to then churn out weapons because we don't have enough, because we're running out of weapons. Gave a bunch of weapons to Ukraine. They burned them all up fighting Russia. That didn't work. Gave a bunch of weapons to Israel. They used them all bombing, you know, hospitals in Gaza. Gave a bunch of weapons to the Gulf state nations. They burned them up, especially the air interceptors, trying to stop Iran's incoming drones and missiles. And also that didn't work. And then we've spent weeks bombing Iran, just basically using up whatever munitions were left or close to it. So the panic in the Pentagon and the White House is that we don't have enough weapons remaining and we need to make more stuff. So that's what you're seeing in the middle zone here on this infographic is, let's see if we can make more stuff, more weapons. But the problem with all of this is it's not 1945, folks. It's not the 1950s. The United States of America isn't the industrial base of the world any longer. We were post-World War II. We could make anything. I mean, that's how we won World War II, essentially. We kept making stuff and shipping it over to the Europeans, you know, so they could use it. Or our troops could use it, you know, fighting the Nazis. But we could make ships, all kinds of, you know, supply ships filled with supplies and ammunition and boots and artillery rounds and tanks and everything else. We don't do that anymore. That's long gone. China does that. China makes the robots. China makes the drones. China makes the automobiles. China has the largest GDP in the world, larger than the United States by far at this point. And it's been that way for a couple of years now. But China has the manufacturing automation, which allows China to churn out things like hypersonic missiles at $100,000 each. Whoa, that's a dirt cheap price. The U.S. couldn't build a hypersonic missile for under, you know, $10 million, probably. $100,000 per missile? Yeah, China can do that because they have incredible automation. China can churn out humanoid robots or dog robots, which can be, you know, they can mount rifles on the backs of the dog robots. You've probably seen some of those videos. They can churn those out by the millions if they want to. They can churn out drones, including kamikaze drones, combat drones, by the millions. We can't do that. Now, granted, I love the innovation that we do have with the small companies in America that are still making drones or making, you know, knives or swords or modern weapons. And we still have artisans in America. It's just not like it used to be. We don't have very many machinists. We don't have people who know how to make things. And when it comes to making ships for the Navy, did you know that China has 200 times more naval shipyard capacity than the United States? 200 times. That's why the U.S. Navy is contracting with South Korea to make some of our ships, because we don't have the ability to make them in America. So Trump going to Ford and saying, hey, Ford, why don't you make, I don't know, armored personnel carriers, let's say. I mean, that's my guess. I don't know what he said exactly, but or maybe go to GM and say, can you make drones? Can you make artillery shells? Can you make whatever? Here's the problem. And, you know, I own and run a large manufacturing facility. I know about quality control. I mean, our lab is ISO accredited. Our facility is GMP certified. By the way, I know about this stuff. We in America, we don't have a culture of quality like Japan, for example. Toyota is a good example of that. There's something called the Toyota way. Japan is meticulous about quality and supply chains. Japan will take every part from every supplier that comes in to make a Toyota, and they will subject that part to laboratory testing. They'll use like ICP-MS, mass spec, with some acid to dissolve a metal part and then get the atomic breakdown of the elements to make sure it's the right amount of nickel, it's the right amount of chromium. You know, Toyota will test everything. And that's why Toyota has quality. Even if it's assembled in America, it's still subject to Toyota's supply chain quality control, which is extensive. And this has actually been much of the great success of Toyota over the years, is its quality. Well, in my view, Ford doesn't have that. You know, the Ford F-150 Lightning was a total joke. I think they even canceled making that electric truck because it completely sucked and it wouldn't tow anything. But there are other manufacturers in America that are just as bad. I mean, I've had these experiences myself. For example, let's take John Deere. It's a beloved American brand. Goes back, you know, what, generations? I mean, my grandfather would go buy John Deere tractors for his farm, and that's how I learned to use tractors, was riding on an old John Deere back in the 1970s. Well, when I went to buy a John Deere compact track loader, because it's a big machine, you can use it for all kinds of ranch products and shredding and you know, moving dirt and things like that. I had only 75 hours on that machine before the entire left driver, the sprocket that drives the tracks, the entire left side of that thing broke off. 75 hours. That's considered almost brand new for a compact track loader. Any of you in construction, you know what I'm talking about. The whole thing broke off. And of course, that was a warranty repair. I had to get John Deere to come out and fix it, which they did. To their credit, they fixed it. And they told me that the cost to fix it was like thousands of dollars. And I said, well, what was the problem? Why did the whole sprocket fall off? They said, well, it looks like nobody tightened the 24 bolts in the factory that hold this thing together. Like, what do you mean they didn't tighten the bolts in the factory? You mean I've been driving around with an untightened sprocket for 75 hours and it just went kerplunk today? And they're like, yeah, that's pretty much what happened. I'm like, that is an American quality control problem right there. Toyota wouldn't do that. Toyota would tighten the freaking bolts. You know, they would have a checkbox. Who tightened the bolts? What time were the bolts tightened? How many foot pounds of tightness were on the bolts? You know, and there would be a signature and there would be a checkbox and there would be, you know, probably a video camera. Like, I saw you tighten the bolts, right? That's Toyota. And increasingly China is moving in that direction in terms of their own quality as well. In America, at least in my experience, and look, I love my country, but our quality ethic is just not there anymore. In America, it's like, did you tighten the bolts? Yeah, sure I did. And while there's smoke and crack in the back alley, whether they're working at Boeing or John Deere or Ford or wherever, yeah, smoke and crack and I tighten the bolts. Yeah, in your head, you tighten the bolts and then it gets shipped and then the customer gets it and it just falls apart, which also released a bunch of hydraulic fluid all over my forest floor. that's another story. This is the problem in America. So not only do we already have military weapons that frankly largely do not work. The F-35 is famous for this. It's a piece of junk, right? Barely flies. The toilets don't work on the USS Gerald R. Ford. You would think that you could build a sewage system because, you know, sewage runs downhill, and you would think you could at least have a sewage system that works, but no. After $15 billion on a floating biosludge hauler now, you can't even get the toilets to work. That's insane. And also, they couldn't get the toilet to work on the Artemis spaceship that reportedly flew around the moon recently. And so the astronauts had to go in their own astronaut diapers. Can you imagine 10 days in an enclosed capsule with like three or four other astronauts all crapping themselves for 10 days and you can't open the windows? Woo, boy, they are heroes for enduring that, let me tell you. Couldn't wait to get back to Earth. Need some fresh air. But we can't make toilets work in this country. It's unbelievable. No matter what the cost, no matter how many billions, they can't make toilets work. Are you telling me that we're going to make weapons now that are going to compete with Russian weapons, the advanced Russian hypersonic missiles, the Kinzhal missiles, the Oreshnik missile system? That is, it's like a generation ahead of anything the U.S. builds. Or what about Russia's, you know, electronic warfare systems? Or their air defense systems. They're a generation more advanced than anything in the U.S. And in China, it's the same story. Their weapon systems are becoming increasingly capable, far more advanced, swarm technology of drones, while we're still bragging about, oh, we made a drone that can drop a grenade. That might have been news a decade ago. That's not news in 2025 or 2026. I mean, give me a break. So my point is, you can go to Ford and you can say, oh, let's make some weapons. You're going to have to retool the whole factory. You're going to have to somehow find skilled workers, which practically do not exist anymore because we don't have machinists. We don't have very many skilled welders, anything like that. We have a few, but not many. It's a lost skill set for America. So then Ford, in my opinion, will be churning out weapons that don't work, which is pretty much where we are right now. So instead of having no weapons that don't work, we'll have more weapons that also don't work. And that's supposed to be the plan of how to beat China, which brings me to the most important point here. This is all about going to war with China. And the shutting off of oil from Venezuela to China was a key part of this. And now the shutting off of the Strait of Hormuz is to try to interdict oil going to China. Well, China gets oil from a lot of countries, by the way. It's not just out of the Persian Gulf. And also, China is allies with Russia. Russia can provide China with gas and oil. In fact, they have a pipeline that they're building from the Yamal gas fields in northwestern Russia. That pipeline is going to go through Mongolia right into the northern industrial cities of China. And that's going to carry, I think, 50 billion cubic meters of gas to China every year instead of Europe. So Europe's industry is collapsing. China's industry is going to have cheap, affordable, high-volume energy to be able to power their factories and power the creation of polymers and chemicals and all of the byproducts of hydrocarbons, which includes everything from resins and adhesives and paints and coatings, everything you can imagine. That's all going to be coming out of China, plus they have the rare earths. So you're not going to be able to strangle China by cutting off their oil supply. That's a fantasy. You're not going to be able to strangle China. All you're going to do is force China to have new supply chains or to develop more things themselves. For example, we thought in America that we could halt China's advancement in AI technology by banning the export of microchips to China and banning the export of UV lithography equipment out of European countries to China. You know, that's the equipment that you use to make microchips. And we thought, oh, that's great. We're gonna just block China. They'll never be able to make microchips. Yeah, well, the problem with that is China's got a zillion engineers and math experts. And, you know, you saw them in your college class. If you went to college, these are the people that were beating you in all the math classes, right? And they went back to China, and then they built the advanced AI systems like DeepSeek. And they built advanced physics and materials engineering. And now they've built UV lithography equipment. Over the next few years, they're going to be rolling that out. China's going to make its own microchips. Huawei has invented amazing microchips that the West didn't think were even possible. So this whole idea of saying, oh, we're going to strangle China and that's how we're going to remain dominant and keep the petrodollar all powerful for the West, it's insanity. It's delusional. It's not going to happen. What you should do is trade with China. You should trade with Russia. You should trade with Iran. If you want to have peace and abundance and a real golden age for America, you should trade with all of these countries around the world instead of bombing them and threatening them and sanctioning them and committing piracy on the high seas by raiding their tanker ships. You know, it's always hilarious to me to hear Marco Rubio or Pete Hegseth talk about, oh, well, that's what they're doing is illegal. But when we do it, it's totally legit. Like when we commit piracy on the high seas or bomb a bunch of boats, that's totally legit. I mean, even J.D. Vance the other day admitted that what Iran has done in blocking the Strait of Hormuz is economic terrorism. And then he said, well, two can play at that game. So we can be economic terrorists too. I mean, they're just openly admitting what they're doing. This is not going to work, folks. It's going to thrust America into poverty and currency collapse. And that's my concern here. So don't misread anything I'm saying here today. I love my country. I love America, and I want it to succeed. And when I'm down on American quality and the insanity of what the Trump administration is doing right now, it's not because I hate my country. It's because I love my country. I want my country to do well. I want the American people to live in abundance and wealth and to have technology and innovation. And the only way to do that at this point is to trade with the world, not to coerce and threaten and bomb the world. I mean, that's my thesis here for today. And we're on the wrong path that's going to end up with the U.S. being completely impoverished, with the currency collapsing, and the American people dumpster diving for food and living in a third world nation. In fact, if you want to see a preview of what's to come for America, just go to any airport in America. It looks like a collapsed third world airport right now, almost any airport. I mean, it's crazy. When I was living and traveling in South America, I saw a lot of rundown, like, dumpster airports there. Now that's America. You know, the potholes don't get repaired. The bridges can't get fixed. I mean, here we are. What was it? Was it Baltimore when that bridge got torn down or run into by a barge? Where are we? Like a couple of years now, that thing isn't even rebuilt. Where Iran, you know, we bombed that bridge in Iran. That bridge is almost functioning again. Did you know that? They fixed that bridge in days. We can't fix a bridge in years. What's wrong? What happened? What happened to American ingenuity and innovation and the can-do pioneer attitude that made us the greatest country in the world at one time? But now we are a failing empire. And the people running this empire, in my view, are on the wrong path. And we need to strongly encourage them to make a U-turn. You should make peace with Iran. You should divorce AIPAC and Israel that's driving us in the wrong direction on every single policy. You should make peace with Russia and China and Brazil. Make peace with the world. Then reinvigorate our own education system and start churning out the level of engineers and architects and brilliant minds that America has proven itself to be capable of. That's the way that we make America great again. Not by bombing everybody else into oblivion and punishing and sanctioning everybody else, but rather by turning our expenditures and investments domestic so that we invest in the American people. We invest in our own infrastructure. We should have railroads that aren't a total joke of the world. We should have high-speed rail in this country. We don't have any high-speed rail. We have old clickety-clack, practically steam locomotives running around. I mean, it's a joke. Honestly, it's a joke. It's a joke to the whole world what has happened to America. We can still turn it around, but it's going to take some real effort in order to do so. And I don't see any political willingness to be able to do that. Yeah, they're showing a graphic. The S&P 500 rallies to all-time high. Yeah, fake stock market valuations don't create abundance. And manipulation of gold and silver markets, manipulation of oil markets, that doesn't create abundance. So just because you log into a web page and you see numbers on your screen and say, oh, I'm rich because I own this stock, I own this portfolio, and the numbers are higher. That doesn't mean anything when the great taking comes. They just take it from you just like that. You don't own it. You don't even have your name on the shares of those companies. They'll just declare force majeure and take everything. The great taking. There'll be bank bail-ins. And ultimately, they're going to try to switch you over to a CBDC bailout where you give up all your autonomy, your privacy. You know, you give up all your power over your own money by participating in a CBDC system. That's what's coming. So how do you resolve all of this? Decentralize your life. Own gold and silver. Own some private crypto. Not Bitcoin, but privacy-oriented crypto. Grow as much of your own food as you can. Pay off your debts if you can. Don't take on a bunch of new debts. Don't become dependent on the system. Own the title to your house and your land. Have stored diesel because it's becoming extremely valuable. Learn skills. Know how to do things that matter to make yourself more self-reliant, more independent, and resilient against systemic breakdowns that are coming. That's the answer. And that's what I teach every single day. And well, let me mention this. We've got 50,000 books available that you can download for free at books.brightlearn.ai. You can download all the books for free. We've got 250 audio books that are also free now. Just MP3 files, no DRM, nothing. No copyright protection. Just download and learn. Learn the skills you need. Learn about, you know, how to build things, how to gather sunlight and have your own off-grid energy supply. Learn and grow, and you can make it through all of this. That's my positive message here at the end of today's show. You can make it through, but you have to take action now. Tough times ahead for all Americans. Thanks for watching today. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex Jones here. Thank you for watching. God bless you all. Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.